Lone Star Brahma Hockey on KATX. Listen all season as we bring you up to date on all things Brahmas. Interviews with coaches, players, and more featuring in-depth details about previous games as well as upcoming matchups. It's Lone Star Brahma Hockey with your host, Matthew Householder.
It's Brahma Talk, and on the line with us, feeling a little bit better, Coach Dan Wildfong. How are we doing this morning, Coach?
I'm doing great.
It was a big relief to see the picture of you on the ice yesterday during practice posted up on y'all's Facebook page. And for anybody that hasn't gone and liked the Facebook page for the Lone Star Brahmas, go find them, LoneStarBrahmas.com. Chad does a great job keeping it up to date. But it was a big relief seeing you back out on the ice, and I'm sure the players felt the same way.
Yeah, it's nice to get back out there when you're ever a player and injured, or a coach and not be able to coach. You don't feel like you're contributing to the team, and I always want to help out any way I can.
While you were gone there for a little bit, the Lone Star Brahmas ended up going 0-2 on that first weekend versus the Ice Rays. However, coming back, they ended up facing the Topeka Roadrunners out in Topeka, Kansas, and end up picking up their win 5-3 on Saturday night. Lost the first game 4-2, but then pick up that big win 5-3, and you got to feel good about your team being able to pick up kind of where y'all had left off as far as training and stuff, and being able to continue. However, knowing that their coach isn't going to be able to be there.
Yeah, no, it's nice getting the win on the road. We're not near where we need to be as a team. I think we're making steps towards there, and our guys are learning every day. And we're not an elite NA team yet, but we got all buy-in and continue to understand it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight, but once it does, we'll be fine.
Well, very good. And as you joined back to practice yesterday, what were some of the things that you were impressed with seeing with your guys? What are some places that you think need some work?
Well, I think right now we're a first effort team. We're not a second, third effort. We're not the biggest and strongest team. So if you're not the biggest and strongest, you see guys in the NHL that aren't the biggest, like Martin St. Louis. He has to, battle a second, third effort to get it done. And we're consistently okay with battling first efforts. So I'd like to see more of our guys not lose battles and hate to lose them and hate to lose games. And, we're up in the ante here with, what we demand. We're not satisfied, where we're at. We got to make progress here. We got to start getting some wins so we can get this train going the right way.
Well, I know that, not having your coach there is always difficult because you always sit there and go, well, okay, am I doing this right? What would Coach Wildfong say? But to be able to pick up a 5-3 win out on the road in Topeka, Kansas, that's a big, big step for the Brahmas. And, you were talking about that first effort. After watching the Brahmas on fasthockey.com, I got to say they come out looking great. They come out hitting hard, making a lot of excellent scoring opportunities early on in the game. However, sometimes a little bit later on, as you were talking about those second, third efforts, not just around the net, but as a whole, needing just a little bit of tweaking on.
Yeah, I think, we tend to come out and we'll do a good job. We'll be ready to go. We'll hit. And then it's about a 60-minute game. And I think once our guys understand, that it is a 60-minute game, you got to play hard every shift, every night. It doesn't matter who you're playing. It's not no easy game, and there's no game that we can't win either. So we have to understand the mentality of winning battles, want to win in this league. We don't. We got a lot of young guys that don't know that yet, and our older guys, they got to step up and help lead these younger guys.
Well, I know that Coach Potter had stepped in to fill your shoes as you were gone, and overall did a pretty good job with the team. How do you feel about how everything went?
Potter is an unbelievable coach. He's coached at a high level for a long time with the Pittsburgh organization, and we're very lucky to have him, and I'm lucky, obviously, that he could just step in and there wasn't much mess there.
Now, there's another show that's been going on over at LoneStarBrahmas.com called The Coach's Corner, and what they're doing is they're sitting down, interviewing with the coaches, players, things like that. How's that show been going?
Good. I did my first one last night. It was unreal. I couldn't believe the setup that they have in Zaroma. It was packed with people and a lot of good stuff that they were information they were giving about the team.
Very good. Now, moving on to talking about some of the teams throughout the league, who do you think is going to be one of the toughest opponents that you face this season?
Well, you know, obviously, they're all tough for us right now. So we don't really look at one or two teams. We just got to focus on us right now. And for the fans, I'm sure, you know, obviously, the defending champs are always the team to look at. I think Dennis Williams does a good job. Corpus Christi's, they played us up real grand. Like, it's not just one team. There's Wichita Falls looks good. There's a ton of teams that we got to worry about, but we got to worry about ourselves right now and make ourselves a team that's going to be hard and tough to play against for 60 minutes every night. We're not there yet, but we will be.
No, I haven't AMA, is that Amarillo?
Yeah.
I haven't heard much about the Amarillo team. Could you tell us a little bit about them?
Well, they play a similar style that we want to play. They want to be hard to play against every night. They're physical. They a lot of teams say they play like robots. They're really playing a lot more structured than some other teams. So
right.
That's kind of what we have in our plans, but we're not, like I said, we're not there, but we're in the process of getting there, and I'm excited about this journey that we're going to go through.
Well, we're excited about it. Most excited about the 25th and 26th when the Brahmas come back home.
We've always been a home team, so hopefully we are.
Yeah.
In the Central League, so hopefully we are with the NA team.
Well, over this weekend and on to next weekend, I'm having a hard time reading the dates here. I think it's the 11th, 12th, and the 19th will be games against Rio Grande Valley Killer Bees. Now, the Killer Bees have been putting up some good games.
Oh, yeah. I watched all their games in Blaine when they're up there, and two games we played against them before Blaine. They got a really good team. They're fast. They work hard. They're well coached by Joe Coombs, very good coach. So we got to work cut out for us. I think we just got to keep it simple against that team, put a lot of pucks and bodies to the net, and try, obviously, to stay out of our end. We can't be in our end the whole night and whole game and get out shots 2-1 like we have been.
Well, when you do come back home, what's one of the things that you're looking most forward to?
Well, it's just nice getting an ITEX. I think it gives our guys, you know, that second boost of energy. It's loud. It's a great atmosphere in there. And like I said, we've always had a great winning percentage there. So for some reason
nice
being at home.
Yeah, that'll be October 25th and 26th. And on October 25th and 26th, going to be two promotional nights going on. October 25th, they're going to be handing out magnet schedules for the Lone Star Brahmas. And then October 26th is Boo at the Shoe, where you're going to see nothing but kids in costumes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
out of all of your promotional nights that I know that you've been there for, I know that usually you're back in the locker room talking with the guys, so you don't get to see all the festivities. But which of the promotional nights do you think is probably one of the most fun?
Well, I always like the Halloween, you know, costume night. Just it's nice when you get the families out there, get the kids out there all dressed up and into it. You know, my friends that come back from Canada, they always like the hot dog night, the hot dogs. So
I could see how that would be in their in their interest there. But well, Coach Wildfong, I know that you've got a lot of stuff to do, a lot of stuff on your plate as you head back into to practice today with the Brahmas. But I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to give us a call. And of course, as always, we look forward to talking with you next week. And want to remind everybody that you can go check out more information about the Lone Star Brahmas at LoneStarBrahmas.com. Also, that Coach's Corner gets played at LoneStarBrahmas.com, and I believe that's also posted on their Facebook, so you can just search for them there. And if you want to watch any games, all you have to do is head over to FastHockey.com. Coach Dan Wildfong, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
And we'll talk with you next Wednesday.
All right.
All right, thank you much. It's been Brahma Talk right here on 97.7 KATX.
Thanks for tuning in for Lone Star Brahma Hockey.
There we go, there we go.
Continue to listen all season for details of games directly from the players and coaches.
Go, bud, let's go. Come on, boys, get that net. Come on, boys, come on, boys.
To listen to this episode or previous, head over to LoneStarBrahmas.com or find them on Facebook. Lone Star Brahmas on KATX.